El if so, amayisle terumas. What is the terumas altogether? The teretiz mishum riskato disafinta. It's the use of the boat. Rashi says, Riyu yulas svino shemesureres poitzores kavilois. When you have to take off and take on again the merchandise, it ruins. You bang against the ship. So if I would have taken you straight one load, I saved myself taking off and taking on. Now that I have to stop half a mile and take your stuff off the boat, and somebody else is going to come in with his stuff, and I'm going to go down, it was taken off and on an extra time. So nobody's paying me for that. So for that, I have a right to ask the rumors against you, that you're causing me to have a little bit usage, extra usage of my boat. It's a good time then. Like, I'm ruining your boat. You're having a loss. If you're having a loss of money, I have to pay you for that. That's not just tainus, tarumas. I should have a right to ask money for that. That can't be the case. Ella, rather, my pirka. What does it mean that the guy stopped half the way not to get off? The pirka, the tuna, the gave. He meant to say, start to load on more stuff, to bring in more. He had more cargo half a mile down the road to get onto the boat. His so, Ella, my tarumas. What does he have tarumas for? Mishum shine daitoi. Because he changed his mind. He didn't know this was going to happen. I thought I'll make the journey fast. And now you're telling me, halfway down the ocean, the river, I have to stop to take on more stuff. So since you're losing me some time, for that to have a right to have terumas, time is against you. Inami, li'ask lo yisera, for the extra weight that comes on the boat. Now that the boat is more full, it weighs more, I have to have a better, more raw string for the boat. So therefore, you're causing me extra. And since you didn't tell me this, therefore I have a right to have terumas upon you. But mashma pay, I can't ask you to pay me for this. Because that's a normal thing. Like at the beginning, you would have paid the same thing for the big mount. So you didn't tell him at the beginning. So money you don't have to pay. So I'll go upon him terumas, he has a right to have terumas against you. The Tanur Rabban word like this. If you rent out a chamor, if you rent out your chamor, somebody to ride it. The one that's renting it has a right to put on top of the chamor his ksus, his clothing, his bucket of water, and he has a right to take enough food to get him the whole road, even though it may take him a week of traveling. He has a right to load up the chamor with a week's worth of food. If he wants to fill up, put on more stuff on top of the chamor, chamor makavalov. The owner of the chamor has a right to stop you. I'm renting you my chamor, but not to kill it. I don't want you to overload it. So how much do you have a right to load it up? You have a right to put your clothing, your water, and your mezoinus for that derech. Not more. Now chamor, the owner of the chamor, maniach olav tzayrim, he's allowed to put the barley, for tevin and straw, he could only put food for that day. In other words, the chamor, he's the leader. He leads the chamor. So he has to feed the chamor. So he's allowed to put on the chamor only enough food for that one day. Not for the whole week, only for food for that one day. That's all. He can't be able to, if the chamor, the owner, wants to stuff it with more, the one that's renting it has the right to stop and say no. If you put more stuff, I'm afraid it'll go slower. It may collapse in the middle. Can't put more stuff. So more stuff. So Saika, the one that's renting, can put his clothing, his food for the whole day, the whole week. But the maskir could only keep enough food for that one day. That's all. So the Gemara has it done. What are we talking about over here? Either shchiach lemizvin, if it's possible, join the road to buy food, like you'll stop off their stores on the way. So chamor namilakif, then the bala chamor should stop the seicher from loading up so much food for the whole derech, the week. No, only take one day's work. What worse? And after the day, you buy more food down the road. If there are no stores down the road, then the seicher cannot stop the owner from putting enough food for the whole derech. He also needs food for the whole derech. How come one can stop the other, not the other way? The case is, the shchiach lemitrach ulemizvon meunya leunya. It's taka, it's shchiach, that you could find food from city to city. Rashi says, mimola and delilah, lemon and delilah. Means each night that you stop off in the yin, at night time you'll be able to find food and economy. wherever you stop at night, you'll be able to find food there. Now, Chamor, the rider, the donkey rider, the owner, Darker the Mitrach, Unisvan, he's used to it. So he knows that every night when he stops off to buy food, so that's what he's supposed to do. He can only take right now food for that one day, and every night he'll buy new food. But Seicher, the one that's renting it out, Lav Darker the Mitrach, Unisvan. For him, it's not a derech to rent it out, to buy. He's not used to this. First time he's going traveling. So therefore, he's allowed to stuff it up, enough food for the whole road, for the whole journey. If you rent out a chamor to ride it, ish, you rent it out that a man should ride it. You're not allowed to let a lady ride on it. It's the difference between a man or a lady. Isha, rechavala ish. But if you hire it out for a lady, then you can let a man. Right, as an isha keeps it 2 feet on one side. So there's more weight on one side, it's harder on the chamor. Whereas a man spreads out his feet, it's easier. So therefore, if you hire it out for the easy one, you can't give it to an isha. But the opposite way you could. The isha now, ben gedayla or ben ketana filu muberes, fia filu manika. That when you hire it out for an isha, any type of an isha could use it. Whether she's gedayla or ketana. If you just hire it, let a lady ride it, any type of a lady could ride on it. Once you told me that a manika could ride on it, manika means she's nursing. It means she has a baby already. It means she's riding her and the baby. And so, muberes mi boy, so pshita, pregnant lady could ride on it. Because a pregnant lady weighs less than a lady with a baby. I mean, she weighs... She weighs less. Here it's a proof. You want to buy a fish, you go bust of the belly. Depends upon how big the belly of the fish is. And the main ask, you mean to make a chamemcher? Rashi says, akar setakla. The fikrisa koivdoi. Means we buy fish, depending upon how big the belly is. In krisa godo mishkla yaser. The fish has a big belly, it weighs more. But I mean to say here also, nisha also. A pregnant lady could do more damage, it's harder on the chamor, than a regular lady with a kid. Said Echlam, you have to tell me both chedushim. So when you hire it out for a lady, any type of a lady could use it. Not only a lady with a kid, but even a pregnant lady, she could also use it. Now the Mishnah says, "Ha'tzlichiras ha'poro lachrosh pahar." If you hire out a poro cow to plow on the mountains, for chorosh pebika, and instead you mishana you plow in the valley, so im nishpara kankan potter. If the kankan, that's the kli, the keli you plow with, if that breaks, you potter, because on the mountain it's harder work than it is in the valley. So if it broke in the valley, for sure it would have broken the mountain. Then you put it. But the opposite way, let's say Babika, you rented out this chamor to ride and to plow in the bika, in the valley. So Chorosh Bahar, and now you went and you plowed in the mountain. So in Nishpara Kankan, if the plow breaks, Chayiv, now you Chayiv to pay for it. It's your fault. If you would have plowed in the valley, nothing would have happened maybe. Now that you went to the high mountain, the hard mountain, that's why it broke. Lodash the kitniyas, if you hired the para to dash to thresh kitniyas beans, to dash between instead you would dash on wheat, potter, and it trips, you potter. The opposite of the way, lodash betfua, let's say you hired it out to thresh or tfua wheat, to dash the kitniyas, and now you thresh with it beans, chayit, v'vneisha kitniyas machlekis, because kitniyas is more slippery. So therefore, we say it tripped and hurt itself because you changed. Therefore, if the change is what caused the damage, therefore you're chayiv. So you're chayiv, you're the one that caused the damage. But if the change just made it for the better, then you'll be potter. Now the Gemara says, Hechid eloishoni bo man mishalim. Let's say you were not mishana. Let's say you hired a chamor, and your chamor, you hired it to use it on the valley, and you plowed in the valley, and there the kankan, the plow broke. Who has to pay for it? So Rashi learns, Bechid Loishoni V'yein L'Bala Pora L'Tzveya L'Klum. The Bala Pora can't ask the renter to pay for it. V'ilu V'yelu Shoi B'Pulosoi. Now who was working with the Pora? Ha'manig V'yoychaz Yachad Schirim Hoyu. That the manig is the one that's leading it, and Hoyuch is the one that's holding on to it. Eizemem Pareya, who has to pay B'Shur Sakankin? Who has to pay here? Omer HaPapa T'Nokit Pirsho Mishalin is the one that's manning, the one that's rushing, the Nod of Pirsha means Madahu Mishalim Shlechiv Nesa Poro Yofa, the one that's leading the Poro, he didn't lead him the right way, and it's his fault. He went on the wrong road. That's why he broke. So he says the leader has to pay. Ramishash Bred of Idiyama did not get Manim Shalim. No, the one that's holding the plow itself. For instance, when you're working with the cow, so you rent it out. Now the owner of the cow gives the cow with two people. He has two workers. There's the worker that's leading it, and there's the worker that's holding the plow. So Rashish Bred of Idi says that's the one that has to pay for it. The one that's holding the plow, he's the mazik. He pushed it down too deep, therefore he has to pay for it. The one that held on to the plow, pressed it down too deep, it's his fault why he broke. If this derek that's muxik to have a lot of strong things there, or stones there, Rashi learns, that you know the very strong stones there, so both are chayiv. Because both of them shouldn't have gone here. The leader shouldn't have let it there, and the one that's pressing down the plow shouldn't have pressed down, like they both know that stony here is going to break the plow. So they're both guys. All right, turn over. If somebody sells his poro to his friend, the Yomelan, he says, Porozu nakonis. This poro that I'm selling you is a shtoiset, hits people. I call it on the geese, gores people. Nishkasi, it bites. Bitniasi, it ticks. Ratsoniasi, it lays down, it collapses a lot. Now, vahoyu b'mum echad. It only has one of these mum, that's all. They're sinful ben amumin. And he said a whole bunch of them, even though really they only had one. The law here is a raise the mekachtois. That's called the mekachtois. Because the mindset doesn't have all these mumim, so it's called the mekach tois. Could be that the person that bought it thought that you told me a lot and I didn't see them, so I thought neither of them are there. That's what's called the mekach tois. But what about I tell you mum zeh mum achar? I tell you clearly, it has this mum, it bites, and it also gores. The name's the mekach tois. Since that each one separately, you have to check out each one separately. So even though one it doesn't have, but the other one that it does have, he told you about it. So it's not called the mekach tois, you have to keep it. Tani nami yochi. Ha'amoyicha shivcha l'kaveroi. If you sell your shivcha to your friend, the yomla, and you say to him, shivcha zu shayte, this shivcha is a shayte, a fool. Nichvasi, she collapses. Nefelas mechela, she falls, she's faint. She gets sick, she falls down, she's faint. She falls. Mishuemasi, and Rashi Mishagash, she's a mishugana. She is. She only really had one of these three. The son for ben amum, and it was stuck. It was mechabri. Set them all three together. Hare the nekach tois. That's called the nekach tois, because you didn't realize it. You thought since one is there, not there, maybe they're all not there. What about if he said mum ze mum achar? Ain't the nekach tois. He said each one separately. That's not called the nekach tois. He warned you that she wasn't mishagas. Even though the other one she doesn't have, that's not called the nekach tois. Oh, Malay Rabacha bread Rabashi. Ho, you bo kolamumalolu, maho. Let's say she has all these mumim. What's going to be? Rashi says, Me'eluwa mumim, the ashar ain't bo. Now, what's the issue? Yeah. Hey, so you bo no kolamumalolu, maho. Oh, my Rabacha Rabashi. Ho, Hermina Mishmei de Rava. Ho, you bo kolamumalolu, ain't the nekach tois. If you don't have all mumim, as you said, three mumim together. And the mice says she has all those three mumim, or he has all those three mumim. Then it's not called the mekach tois, because he told you the truth. The guy's a meshuganah, the guy falls down, the guy's weak, this and that. So since all the mumim he has or she has, that's not called the mekach tois. So the Mishnah, ha'sechresachamor lovi alachitin. You hired out your chamor, it should be used to transport wheat. Lovi alesarim, the guy used it for barley, chayiv. And if something happens to the chamor, you chayiv. Because barley like weighs more. Soon see. Rashlan Chayib the Kakula, him ois of Gimel Kabim. If you add it on, Gimel Kabim. For lo yamin, we don't say, Hoyo vasarim kalim. Really, barley weighs less than the wheat. So yeshal oisiv. Maybe you're allowed to add on. Like you took it, I'm going to have to put 10 pounds of wheat. So maybe that's one bushel of wheat. Maybe now when you take the bushels of wheat, of barley, you don't have to only take one bushel. You ought to take a few that add up to 10 pounds. Kamash l'nal still yechayiv. Tfuah, the Mishnah says, we'll soon see why. Let's say you hire the chamor to carry a tfuah, wheat. There you let heaven, instead you use truah, also chayiv. Mevnei shanapach kosher kamasli. Because the napach means it's blown up. There's more volume here, so that also ruins it. Even though the weight is the same, he's using the same 10 pounds, but 10 pounds of tevin of shua is a very big volume. So the more volume you have, that could also ruin it for the chamor. Therefore, if something happens to it, you're chai for it. Sha'nafuch kosher kamasli. The blowing up, nafuch, that the volume is also bad, like more weight. What about lovi lesachitim? You hired it to use a lesach of chitim. A lesach that's 15 so. So heavy lesach firm. Instead, you took a lesach worth of barley. It's potter, because it's the same measurement and it weighs less. So you potter. The yemoysef amasa chayiv. But if you may take more than that, again you be chayiv. The kama yosef amasa v'chayiv. How much more do you have to add on to it and say that you chayiv? Some chesamim mishum remeyah saw the gamel learn sholosh kabin the chamor. If you add another saw for camel or three kabin for chamor, that's how much more you add and then you chayiv.
In other words, if the behemah dies now, we say the reason why it died is because you added more, so with this much more you chayiv. Tadik Moraz Itma we learned. Abaye Rama Abaye says kosher kamasoi. That the Mishnah says that shahanapuch kosher lamak kamasoi. The volume is hard like the weight. It means the volume is like the weight. Kosher kamasoi tenan. Rovam Rova says no kosher lamasoi. It just means the napuch. The extra napach is hard to the weight. Rashi says, kosher kamasa means, like we learned before, afopi shein masa and kovid kamasa chitim, even though the masa, the bundle of barley, does not weigh as much as the barley of chitim, but a rein afchon kin afchon, the volume is the same. And therefore the volume of the barley is just like the weight of the chitim. If you have equal volume, even though it weighs much less, now if you add a little bit, if you add more, you be chayiv. Abaye says no. I mean Rava. Rava says kosher lamasui. Rashi says it just means it's kosher to the masoi. We'll soon see. It means Abaye says kosher.